10. I'm Aaron Katursky. Big crowds came out today to greet the presidential candidates who head into the final weekend of the campaign. ABC's Vic Ratner is with the Republican nominee in Ohio.
Aaron, Senator Lindsey Graham told the crowd here the road to the White House runs through Ohio. John McCain sounding optimistic on the second day of his bus tour.
The enthusiasm and the momentum that I feel here in Ohio is going to carry us to victory here in Ohio.
Yesterday was Joe the Plumber joining McCain. Today, former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani joining the McCain bus tour. Aaron?
Vic Ratner in Ohio, and ABC's Ann Compton is with the Democratic nominee in Iowa, the state that launched his presidential campaign.
In these final 4 days, Aaron, Obama is clearly feeling confident, so much so that he is now putting up campaign commercials in John McCain's home state of Arizona. His strategists claim Obama is cutting into McCain in key suburban counties. Aaron?
Ann Compton in Des Moines. And there is a chance these candidates, lookalikes, yes, could show up at your door tonight, candy bag in hand.
Here's one guy that will likely show up at your door tonight with plunger in hand.
Joe the Plumber.
Joe the Plumber.
And you can expect to see a few hockey moms and pit bulls wearing lipstick out trick-or-treating. The inspiration, of course, Sarah Palin's speech at the Republican convention.
The difference between a hockey mom and a pit bull? Lipstick.
The Alaska governor herself is also bound to appear. Palin wigs, both the down-do and the up-do, are all the rage this year. Daniela Bellotta, ABC News.
You may have spent less on your costume this year. The Commerce Department said today consumer spending overall dropped by the biggest amount in September since 2004. We also learned today homeownership is becoming quite a burden for some 20% of American homeowners whose houses are now worth less than their mortgage. Dow up 157. You're listening to ABC News.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents A Word from Your Wallet.
Dow. Are we at the gas station now?
Yeah, I know. I'm feeling these gas prices too.
I'm the wallet down here. Head to a Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership.
Why?
Proper vehicle maintenance. A new air filter can save 41 cents a gallon. Correct tire inflation up to 12 cents a gallon.
Wow, that sure adds up.
Fat wallets are very in right now.
Ask for the Works Fuel Saver Package at your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer and get fuel saving details at genuineservice.com.
How to put your energy bill on ice. Step 1. Head to the Home Depot. Step 2. Pick up a more energy-efficient Energy Star refrigerator for 10% off. Step 3. Open your new energy bill. Voila! Much cooler.
Right now, get 10% off all appliances of $299 or more. And to help save you even more, we've lowered the price on over 1,000 items throughout the store. At the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Ends November 5th. U.S. only. See store for details.
Libya has now agreed to put more than $1 billion into a fund for American victims of Libyan terrorism. Assistant Secretary of State David Welch said the money resolves outstanding claims.
We're confident it'll be able to address all the major claims in a very fair manner, indeed in some cases in an unprecedented manner.
The payment is expected to clear the way now for full, normalized relations between the U.S. and Libya. Two separate drone attacks hit Pakistan's restive tribal areas today. ABC's Nick Schifrin has more from Islamabad.
One missile hit a house and another missile hit a car carrying foreign militants. Among the dead, a mid-level local al-Qaeda leader. This is the 12th drone attack in just the last 7 weeks. That's an unprecedented level of U.S. involvement inside Pakistan, where militants launch attacks on U.S. troops in neighboring Afghanistan and are trying to destabilize this nuclear country.
The attacks are meant to slow the training and plotting of mid-level al-Qaeda leaders that Nick was talking about, but they have also inflamed anti-Americanism inside Pakistan. Maybe a sign of the economic times, a rare cello made 300 years ago by the Italian master Antonio Stradivari failed to sell in an auction today. The instrument was expected to set a record price, but it received only one bid that fell well short of the nearly $2 million reserve. The cello, by the way, was owned by the sister of James Bond author Ian Fleming. This is ABC News.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
I'm Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
KGL Radio News Time, 105. Good afternoon. I'm Rosie Allen. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area and California. The low cloud ceiling is causing some flight delays at San Francisco International, up to an hour and 22 minutes for incoming and outgoing flights. BART service is back to normal after a brief disruption caused by protesters who were jumping the fare gates. Four stations had been closed for a short time, but trains are now stopping at all stations. And San Ramon-based oil giant Chevron has posted a profit of $7.9 billion for the third quarter of this year. Let's check your traffic. Here's KGO's Terry Rouse.
In Guitati, northbound 101 after Highway 116, two-car accident, center divide. San Jose, it's a crash. North 680 at the Capitol Expressway, blocking the left lane. Only Yahoo Search has built-in McAfee protection to warn you of sites with viruses and spyware. It's another smart way Yahoo helps you get straight to your answers at yahoo.com. With the Bay Area's best traffic coverage, I'm Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Thank you, Terry. The KGO Lloyd Lindsay Young forecast for the Bay Area, partly sunny with a few scattered showers. Hours this afternoon, windy with highs from the 50s at the ocean, 60s in all other areas, rain developing tonight, becoming heavy in the North Bay after midnight. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
From his larynx to your tympanic membrane, advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dow.
Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome once again to the program. And in case you haven't had, in case you didn't have enough goblins and monsters and ghosts in your life, boy, here's one from Japan. I don't know how you're going to react to this. This is in the Washington Post, in case you think I'm making it up. The translation of Akanami is the filth licker, right? This particular ghost inhabits dirty bathrooms and, quote, uses his long, lascivious tongue, and he eats bathtub scum. If word gets out, by the way, you got a filth licker in your bathroom, your reputation will be ruined. And they got another goblin there called Onababa, and she's a horribly unbalanced elderly woman who collects the livers of unborn children. And if you need more, if there's some part of your brain that says, I want to know more about the filth licker, you can go search the Washington Post. Another topical subject is, and I don't know, Heather and I are trying to put our heads together how common this is, decorative, you see them in Hollywood all the time in the movies, decorative contact lenses. And evidently some people are getting these things. They are regulated. I mean, contact lenses are regulated, of course, as medical devices sold through by the FDA, sold through licensed medical practitioners. But at Halloween, there is a gray market. And decorative lenses pop up at flea markets, beauty salons, even shoe stores. They can and are distributed from standard licensed channels, but there's always some leakage, so please, please, please be careful. Here's something, an excuse you're not going to be able to use for your speeding ticket. Now, I remember once, my nickname used to be Tommy Ticket. And I've had a few in my life, and I've always been honest about them. Where I live, we have a deal where if you go to traffic safety school, which takes up a whole day, 8 hours worth, and you can do it online now, and trust me, it still takes 8 hours, it wipes out the ticket. You get to do that once every couple of years. And I remember in the very beginning of traffic safety school, one bleak Saturday morning, they go around the room and you have to stand up and cite your offense. Your offense. And somebody stands up and said, well, I was going 53 miles an hour in a 35 mile an hour zone, and I told the cop I was dyslexic. God's honest truth. Of course, the whole place cracked up and it didn't work. Here's another one that will not work. A court has ruled here that a woman's diarrhea was not a reason for her to break the posted speed limit. They rejected the 49-year-old woman's argument that she was forced to drive 53 in a 43-mile-an-hour zone because of her digestive issues. Court said the speed limit can only be broken in cases of emergency. Well, I don't know about you, but that'd be an emergency to me, which the court defined as danger to someone's life or to prevent a serious crime. I think that's unfair. Well, here we go. Now we see. A couple months ago, there was a study that said blondes indeed do have more fun. More sexual partners, more this, more that. Now comes blondes make good girlfriends, but brunettes are better wives. kind of reminds me of the attitude of women. Surveys of women have found, you know, when you show women faces of men and you show them more masculine faces, as in a square chin, a certain attributes to a fully masculinized face versus a more, not feminized, but neutral kind of face. Women would like to have relationships with the more masculine man, more likely to do that. But when it comes to marriage, they seem to prefer... I mean, what's the word here? The more balanced type of a face. So in that particular line of thinking, here we go. This is a survey that found that men think blondes are better as girlfriends, but brunettes are best for settling down with. 1 in 5 say blondes are sexier than other girls. 1 in 5? What's the other 4 in 5 say? Just under a half saying they had more outgoing personalities. Marriage? More than half said they'd rather wed a dark-haired woman. I'm thinking, you know, this is not very scientifically done. Of course, it was done by a hairdresser. So take it with a little dose of salt. How about this one? Would you want to go to a clothing optional polling site? Evidently, it says here Florida nudist groups want the right to vote naked. I'll just leave that as it is. How about this? Do you think we have the right to know a political candidate's DNA, their genes? Now, before you react, and I've always told you about this genetic thing, of course, I don't think they have a right to know anything about you. Anybody has anything a right to know anything about. I don't think your employer has a right to ask you for your urine. Your DNA is in your urine, even though they say they're looking for drugs. But here's the question. When you say, should an insurance company have the right to your DNA, most of you would say no. Well, then why would you give them the right to look at your cholesterol level, your EKG, any other test? All those tests show your propensity for getting sick. So why would you object to your genes? That simply would show the same thing, your propensity for getting sick. So this is, right now we do know the medical records that are voluntarily offered us on the candidate's health. I don't know how this is going to set with you. I find it fascinating. We have talked before, every time I see, quote, scientific studies of our politics, the differences between somebody on the left and somebody on the right, I find it fascinating. We've talked before about people on the left have messier offices, people on the right are neater, people on the left are sex lives, etc. But this is a very, very important issue having to do, the title of it is called Red Sex, Blue Sex. We're not going to go near Bristol Palin's pregnancy, don't need to. But the thing is, it has to do with the difference in the states, in red states, blue states, evangelicals, different religions, and the attitude of their kids. And this has to do from coming a lot of this from a sociologist, University of Texas, another research. I'm reading a bunch of stuff here, a book called Sex and Religion in the Lives of American Teenagers. It's fascinating. Fascinating. Comprehensive government studies of adolescent health. They find that religion's a good indicator of attitude towards sex, but a poor one for actually sexual behavior. And the gap is especially wide among teens who identify themselves as evangelicals. The vast majority of white evangelical adolescents, 74%, say they believe in abstaining from sex before marriage. Half of mainline Protestants, a quarter of Jews, say they believe in abstinence. Moreover, among the major religious groups, evangelical virgins are the least likely to anticipate that sex will be pleasurable. That's a sad part of it. And the most likely to believe that having sex will cause their partner to lose respect for them. Jews are the most likely to cite pleasure as a reason to have sex and say that unplanned pregnancy would be an embarrassment. Evangelical teens are more sexually active than Mormons, mainline Protestants, and Jews. Do you hear that? Evangelical teens are more sexually active. On average, white evangelical Protestants make their sexual debut shortly after turning 16. Only black Protestants have sex earlier. Evangelical Protestant teenagers are significantly less likely to use contraception, and that's because they may be the most likely to believe that contraception sends a message that they're looking for sex. I understand that, and because, of course, they're steeped in the abstinence movement. Only half of sexually active teens who say they seek guidance from Scripture when making tough decisions report using contraception every time. 69% of other sexually active youths most often follow the counsel of parent or another trusted adult. They get into abstinence pledge movements and how often they fail. We've done that before, and how high STD rates are because then they don't use condoms. Even more important, and I like this. This paragraph, I think, is something we can all come together over. All right, listen. Even more important than religious conviction is how embedded a teenager is in a network of friends, family, and institutions that reinforce their goal of delaying sex and that offer a plausible alternative to America's, quote, sexed-up consumer culture. A church, of course, isn't the only way to provide a cohesive sense of community, and of course it can. Close-knit families make a difference. Teens who live with both biological parents are more likely to be virgins than those who do not. Adolescents who say their families understand them, pay attention to their concerns, and have fun with them are more likely to delay intercourse, regardless of religiosity. And then they get into red families and blue families. I had no idea. This will surprise you, I think. Last year we have numbers for states with the highest divorce rates. Arkansas, Wyoming, Idaho, West Virginia, Nevada, all red states. And 2004, I think that's different, of course, now. Those with the lowest rates of divorce, Illinois, Massachusetts, Iowa, Minnesota, and Jersey. Right? Red ones. Highest teen pregnancy rates were Arizona, Mississippi, New Mexico, Texas, Nevada, all red in the 2004 election. Lowest, New Hampshire, Vermont, Minnesota, Maine, all blue except for North Dakota. There are variables, though, here. You can't really pin. This is not cause and effect. Who knows? The lowest median age of marriage. The lowest median age of marriage. Utah, Oklahoma, Idaho, Arkansas, Kentucky, all red states. Those with the highest age at marriage, Massachusetts, New York, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New Jersey. Now, we can get into the reasons here because delaying childbearing is better suited for more affluent people. You know, that could explain some of the differences. And, of course, delaying, postponing childbearing to the point of infertility gets involved in it. But anyway, this is just one little peek. Now, where is this from? I always like to tell you my sources here. This is from the New Yorker. Now, what issue is that going to be? I don't know. Okay, where are we here? How long would you spend in the emergency room before you really get ticked off? This astounds me. Think about it. I'll give you the answer. They looked at 2,000 patient satisfaction surveys. People who stays in the ER lasted up to 3.5 hours still had satisfaction scores in the 83rd percentile. 83% satisfied. 3.5 hours. Right? Look at the early voting numbers, people waiting, right? 3-4 hours. Those who spent between 3.5 and 4 hours, mind you, I said up to 3.5 hours, 83 percentile satisfaction. 3.5 to 4 hours, 49th percentile. More than 4 hours, satisfaction score 24th percentile. Doctors were astounded. And nobody picked up this little pun here. This is according to the ER doctor who led the study. He says, I was surprised they're so patient for 3.5 hours. Imagine that. Patient patience. I hate this survey because all they're going to do is use that as an excuse for keeping you waiting 3.5 hours. Here's some good news if you're worrying about getting enough exercise. Many adults are meeting expert recommendations on exercise. If all types of activity are counted. This is like the water deal. You kind of get 8 glasses of water. No. You got to take into account the water you take in. That's not water. You know, eat steak, tomatoes, coffee, tea, milk, soda, beer. It's all water. But they don't take that into account. You got to take into account how you live. And it says here, among 1,500 adults up to 74 years of age, two-thirds were meeting the goal of getting 30 minutes of moderate activity on most days of the week. That includes physical labor at work, household chores, leisure time exercise, and once again, you know, I look at myself. I'm constantly up and down in my chair. You can tell I'm looking for an excuse, right? Constantly up and down, fidgeting, running around, and that stuff counts. It counts. This I'm glad to see. We get a lot of calls about headaches on this program. And so often you're just, you know, you go to your primary care doctor. Oh, you got a headache. Here's a pill. And I'm constantly referring you to headache clinics, to headache specialists, etc. And here finally is an article looking at managing chronic headaches with a coordinated approach, not just going to see a doctor. Chronic headaches are to cause a significant illness and cost. randomized controlled study involving 600 and something chronic headache sufferers. They examined whether a coordinated headache management program would be better than the usual care you're getting from your doctors. The program includes educational classes to teach patients about headache types, triggers, treatment options, diagnosis, treatment by a professional with expertise, proactive follow-up care by a case manager for 6 months. Patients randomized to the control group got the usual care from their primary care doctor. At 6 months, the level of headache disability reduced significantly more in those in the coordinated program. I rest my case. Okay, I got a question for you. What are you wearing right now? Why am I asking that question? And why? Now, it could be too late for some of you. All right? But it's a... You're going to love this one. What are you wearing? Okay? That and more coming right up. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell. Come on back now.
Tell you that Geico.com is easy to use. I bet you already knew that. A website that's convenient and fast. Well, really, had no idea. Of course it's fast and easy. Now, allow me to go off script and tell you why Geico.com is so great. First, you can get a free rate quote right then and there. You can update your policy, make a payment, even report and track a claim. There's the news. There's the big aha. Sorry, just had to get it off my chest.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people aged 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? The good news is that wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an eye doctor and get checked out right away. Because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free by calling 1-800-664-9409. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes, and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information. For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call 1-800-664-9409. That's 1-800-664-9409. Call now. 1-800-664-9409.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code Cisco to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, Cisco, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
A love hangover is one thing. For everything else, you do need a cure. And that's why there's Dr. Dean Adell. Now available simply by dialing 800-548-TALK. This is Heather, standing by at 800-548-8255.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome back. Let's talk to Danielle. How you doing, Danielle?
Hi, Dr. Dean Adell. I had a stroke last month due to an AVM, an anterior malformation.
Wow. How old are you?
I'm 41.
Okay. I just want to emphasize that because people think of strokes as only happening to older people, and they can happen to anybody, especially women. You know, we see a lot of strokes with women who smoke and birth control pills. So let's talk about AVM. So tell me what happened. Tell me your symptoms. Let's tell her the story.
Actually, I was on BART, and my left arm and the left side of my face was numb. I was able to drive home from BART, which was pretty close. And then I went to the emergency room, and they found the hemorrhage on the right side of my brain. So I had
You know how lucky you are to be here talking to me?
Yeah, that's what everybody says.
Wow. Well, first, let's talk about this. AVM, arteriovenous malformation. We need a little physiology here. The blood pressure on the artery side, that's the blood that goes to your body, out of your heart. High pressure. You all know this. You've seen horror films. Cut an artery, it'll spurt across the room. Truly, I've seen it at surgery. Spurt across the room. You cut a vein, it kind of like, right? It kind of oozes. So an AV malformation, and the reason is that the arteries, by the time they get down to the little teeny capillaries and feed oxygen to your body, the pressure gets reduced. Little teeny tiny tubes. See, the pressure isn't transmitted easily. So the veins, where the blood goes back to your heart, is a low pressure system. Well, in AVM, there's a direct connection. And so you wind up having blood vessels that are not prepared to handle the high pressure. So it's like a little growth, and it lights up beautifully on an angiogram. And they're easy to spot when you do those kinds of tests. A lot of people live with them, don't even know they have them. And all of a sudden, this high pressure, bam, it's like blowing out a tire. And you've got arterial blood pouring into your brain. And that kills people and kills them rapidly sometimes. And sometimes if the leak is just right and the doctors, I mean, first of all, anybody ever has a symptom like you've had, Danielle, you go to the hospital. I can't tell you how many strokes become tragic circumstances because people are not familiar with the early symptoms of a stroke and they go, oh, it'll go away. No, no, you get numb in the left or weak in the left side of your body. That does not go away. How you doing? I did neurosurgery. You're doing fine now?
I did. Yeah, I'm doing very well. Yesterday was my first post-op. Appointment with my neurosurgeon. I have a 7-inch scar on the right side of my head.
I was going to ask you whether they cracked your skull or, of course, there's a way of doing these when they're mild. If they spot them, they can do like, you know, the stuff you put in your radiator to block leaks. You know, they can plug it up with a catheter without opening you up and just let little balls just kind of clog up that system and block it. But you had the real deal. Wow, 7-inch scar.
Yeah, well, I was fortunate enough that the AVM was on the surface of the brain. So they went in and took out the AVM.
Great, 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 great.
Yeah, well, so I was very, very fortunate. So he said I was born with this. So I was just kind of curious, you know.
Yep, you probably were born with it. And as far as, you know, kids and relatives, I you know, while there might be a slight, I remember looking this up once for a relative, while there might be a slight little change, it's not the kind of thing that I would, you know, I wouldn't go out and angiogram all your kids and relatives. Anybody, no matter who they are, need to be aware of the symptoms and things like that. So I think that's really important. That's really important. So everything ought to be hunky-dory. Lucky you. All right, let's talk to George in Michigan. How you doing, George?
Good afternoon, Dr. Zell.
Yes, sir.
My call. Mm-hmm. I have a question on the pros and cons of having an ingrown toenail removed on my left big toe. And the only time it really bothers me is when I'm in bed and the weight of the sheets and blankets and stuff press on it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know, an ingrown toenail happens because of the way you're trimming your nails, and the little corner of the toenail catches a little flesh. And sometimes podiatrists or doctors can just trim the lateral margin of the nail, and so as it grows out, it doesn't catch that piece of flesh, and tuck a piece of cotton underneath it, or remove the whole nail, let it grow in fresh. You know, they can cause a lot of symptoms, and you can get an infection, or they can be kind of mild. And you know, it's funny. You've asked a question to which there is no answer. The answer depends really upon you. There are sometimes in some procedures in medicine where the patient is going to be just as good at deciding whether you need surgery or not. In some situations, you ought to leave it up to the surgeon to make that decision for you. In this particular case, if it's only bothering you in the sheets, you could talk about a lesser procedure to them. You don't have to remove the nail. It becomes, you know, the last resort, and it can be effective, but I found that if you pay attention to it and just trim that corner, you ought to be okay. All right. We're going to have to talk about this one. You're going to enjoy this, I think, and it could be too late for some of you, but I need to know what you're wearing or plan to wear today. Well, not really today. Depends on the factors. We'll talk about it. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. Protesters disrupted BART service today as they jumped the fare gates at some East Bay BART stations to get free rides to San Francisco. All is open again. The protest the people were trying to get to is the anti-immigration crackdown protest in the financial district. Barack Obama is accusing John McCain of trying to take the low road to the White House. Maybe McCain is telling voters in Ohio they'll be the ones who decide this presidential election. Dow up 144 points. The S&P gained 14.5 points. The NASDAQ composite tacked on 22 points. Partly sunny with a few scattered showers this afternoon, says Lloyd Lindsay. Rain developing again tonight, mostly in the North Bay after midnight. I'm Greg Jarrett, KGO Radio News.
All right, let's get down to some direct talk from DirecTV. At a time when the cost of almost everything around you is spiraling out of control, DirecTV puts you back in control with this amazing offer. Right now, you can get over 150 digital channels of DirecTV for just $29.99 a month for a full year. For a limited time, ask how to get 3 free months of HBO, Stars, and Showtime. That's 28 of the best premium movie channels free for 3 whole months. Lock in your savings by switching to DirecTV today. Don't miss out. Call today. 888-641-DIRECTV. 888-641-DIRECTV. Call right now to get over 150 digital channels of DirecTV for just $29.99 a month for 12 months. 888-641-DIRECTTV.
Offer ends 12/31/08 and subject to credit approval. $23 bill credit requires rebate and enrollment in auto bill pay program. New DirecTV customers.
I heard about this company dumping toxins in local rivers, and I called their executives to say stop. But I never got through to anyone except secretary after secretary. In the meantime, the rivers are being destroyed, birds and fish are dying, and the local kids are getting sick with cancer. So I organized a huge protest, and we actually got the company shut down. And everyone starts celebrating until we realize that half the town's now unemployed. The welfare offices can barely handle the overload. People are being kicked out of their homes, and to top it all off, the rivers are still contaminated. The birds and fish are still dying, and most of the kids with cancer are twice as sick because they can't get the health care they need since their parents lost the health insurance they had when they worked for the company that dumped the toxins in the first place.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving life is. And just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Engineers Union.
It's Saturday. You and your wife take the boys to the mall, straight to the food court. Your wife and Pete head for tacos. You and Danny want Chinese. You look up at the menu for a few seconds. You look down to see what Danny wants. But you don't see Danny. Your eyes dart around frantically. You instinctively call out,
Danny!
Danny!
From the taco place, you hear a voice.
Hey, Dad! Change my mind!
Every parent knows that feeling when, even for a few seconds, you lose sight of your child. Imagine if he or she were actually abducted. Go to wirelessamberalerts.org. Sign up for free Amber Alerts on your cell phone. When an Amber Alert is issued in the areas you've chosen, you'll receive a free text message. If you spot the vehicle, the suspect, or the child described in the alert, call 911. Sign up today at wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. This message brought to you by the Wireless Foundation, the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the...
Okay. Look at those numbers.
Woo! Look at those numbers! Yeah! Can you believe we get paid to do this? It's only Monday. It's only Monday.
Excited about what you do? Well, pass it on. As a junior achievement volunteer, you can bring your enthusiasm to the classroom and give a few kids a little something extra to get excited about. Their future. Share a little something of yourself. Be a JA volunteer.
For information on how you can get involved, log on to JA.org.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program. All right. This is this may be a little late for some of you, but it has to do with the costumes people wear at the company party. And this is from the National Law Journal. So this is a perspective. This is a perspective of a lawyer. And that, I think, is really, really important when I read this to you. You're going to fall over. First of all, here are all the things legally you want to be careful of. Costumes that carry political or social messages or are raunchy can lead to liability nightmares. A naughty nurse will get you in trouble. Don't want to do that. We're going to talk about Heather and her costume in a second. You get that alcohol and someone revealing a revealing costume, the risk of someone making a lewd comment screams liability. So you don't want to do the French maid, the kittens, men in togas, male Tarzans, male construction workers. All these costumes are triggers for sex talk and harassment complaints. Sexy costumes aside, ghosts and goblins could offend someone's religious beliefs. And political costumes, given this hot political year, could create unwanted tension. And then there's personal injury suits. If a devil slips on his own tail and gets hurt, fat pumpkins can trigger slip and fall claims. A great big pumpkin costume may be great at the party, but trip it on your way out the door. And it goes on and on and on, which means, I guess, you just can't wear a costume. And the most dangerous thing to wear is going as your boss, which is what Heather did last year. And thanks for the description, Heather. But is that like a nurse? I don't know. You did a nursey kind of thing, but you went, you know, it sounded like you had a white coat on, but you had the big fuzzy hair, right? You did the whole number on me, didn't you?
There's right, nothing sexy about going as you. Sorry.
I beg to differ.
Well, I don't make a very good man, I guess.
That's funny. So you did go as me. I didn't. You sent me a picture. That was about it. So there you go. No fun there, is there? Hate it. Okay, let's talk. Let's see where I got to get names here. Let's talk to Ken. Excuse me. How you doing, Ken? Welcome to the program, Ben. Me and my handwriting.
That's okay.
Yeah, go ahead, Ben.
I had a question for you about this water filter system. It's called Kangen Water, and supposedly it's ionized. It's supposed to have all these health things that it can cure or help. And I was wondering if you're familiar with it.
Anything that claims it's ionizing the water and helping your health is absolutely pure quackery. I can't believe how many of these are out there and how many people kind of fall for it. There's no way of ionizing water. I mean, ask the manufacturer what ionized water really is. And, you know, I remember the first week I was on the job when I first began in radio. And I started doing television reporting. One of the first stories I did was one of these kind of scams. And it was a beautifully made thing. Actually, it looked better as a piece of sculpture, modern sculpture, than anything else. And this stainless steel deal, and you wrap it around your water pipes, and it does all this stuff. And people coming out of the woodwork claiming, you know, gosh, my sex life is better. I don't have my headaches and my water. It's nonsense. It is nonsense. Just think about it, how hard it is for us to deliver pure water in a world where everybody's spending money on all these regular kind of filters. And I don't know how people sell this. Well, they sell it because of something called the placebo effect. It's quite simple. If you tell somebody they're going to feel better or something, they're going to believe it, like giving them a dummy pill. So there's a variety of these on the market. And by the way, the one I was telling you about, which goes back now, and I tell you, oh my gosh, I don't even want to admit it to you. We're talking 30 years ago, this scam was still around. I went back to the station, got a hacksaw, and cut it open. You know, it was filled with dirt. And I went back and confronted the perpetrators, and they said, well, this is very, very special organic humus, and this was made from specialized compost, and it has all these vibrations and all this. Water is H2O. You don't ionize. You ionize it, you produce pure oxygen and hydrogen, you know, you blow yourself up. So it's total crazy, and I that's all I can say. And yet nothing I say stops the sales of these people. And I don't know that one is any particularly more egregious in their claims than any other one, but there's no such thing as a water ionizer that pures your water. There are, and this is where I think some folks get confused, you know, there are reverse osmosis units you can buy if you're really paranoid about your water. And what that does, really almost like a still, like distills the water. and it wastes water in the process, but that does produce pure water. But you know, it's the size of a filing cabinet, and it's pretty pricey, and it uses a lot of energy. All right, let's talk to Ross. This is Dr. Dell. Welcome to the program, Ross. You lost him. What? Okay, and what's that woman's name, Heather? You just told it to me. I didn't hear you.
Alice.
Okay, Alice. This is Dr. Dell. You're on the air, Alice.
Wow, this is great. This is a troubled grandmother. My granddaughter lives in Syria near Turkey,
mm-hmm.
22, newly married, pregnant,
mm-hmm.
and she went to her first prenatal exam, and no vitamins were mentioned at all, mm-hmm. and she's been a vegetarian for all of her life. My question is, what kinds of foods can she get there that will not maybe substitute, but at least complete her diet for prenatal?
Yes, well, I don't think, first of all, not only would she be able to substitute, she ought to be able to do better than taking prenatal vitamins. Now, here's the deal. The folic acid part of it, you know, is something you're supposed to have on board at the time of conception. If she's a vegetarian in Syria, in the Middle East, they have wonderful food choices, really. It's not like we perceive it. As a matter of fact, they got better food choices than we do, because many things are produced locally, sold in local markets, et cetera. So folic acid is hard to avoid. You know, green leafy vegetables and whole wheat bread and beans and pasta, nuts and seeds and oranges and poultry and breakfast cereals and stuff like that. So just tell her to eat a healthy, varied diet, and she'll be just fine. And we don't really know. You know, we've done a lot of studies now on vitamins in regular healthy adults and found them to be worthless and dangerous in many situations. To my knowledge, no one has done a study on vitamins and pregnancy, a good double-blind study. And it's so accepted, and I cannot point to any danger. So, I don't want to worry people out there, and I suspect it's okay. But a pregnant woman ought to be able to replace any vitamin pill a doctor would give you with a healthy, varied diet. And, you know, vegetarians usually eat a more varied diet and a healthier diet, of course, than most in general meat eaters. Some can defeat the purpose. And I have, you know, been a vegetarian myself in the past for a decade or more. And, you know, it's really easy to get into the cheese and the fried stuff. So just because you're vegetarian does not mean you're eating a healthier diet. It's a myth. But if eating a vegetarian, I would say in general, if you took 1,000 vegetarians next to 1,000 meat eaters, I bet you the vegetarians are eating a healthier diet. And in general, it is healthier compared to a heavy meat diet. I'm a moderate in all this stuff. You can eat meat and have a healthy diet. It's just you can't eat it every day, and you got to be moderate in your overall approach. So it's also something, if you ask your doctor if they like can't get over there, you can always send it to her if you want. There's not a problem with that. So, Grandma, don't worry. I wouldn't worry much. Okay, there's going to be plenty other things to worry about. Gee, having a kid in the Middle East, I had one of those. I had a son who lived in Israel, was in the Israeli military for 15 years, so I understand the concerns you may or may not have. Okay, where are we here? Let's take a break. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell. Stay tuned.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy. Your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-729-8713. That's 888-729-8713. 888-729-8713. Call 888-729-8713.
760,000 jobs have been lost, but one organization is adding people in record numbers. Stop worrying about paying bills and take control of your future at incomeathome55.com. We're not like those get-rich-quick emails. This is a solid opportunity, and to prove it, we're giving away 5 gas rebate cards worth up to $300 today just for checking us out at incomeathome55.com. You've heard us for years on America's top radio stations. This is the real deal. We are affiliated with the New York Stock Exchange Company with a solid 28-year reputation. Run your business from your computer in the convenience of your living room. We provide personal one-on-one mentoring to guide you. If you're worried about your job, if your dream is to make serious, potentially life-changing money, part-time or full-time, from home, we want to hear from you. And remember, we're giving away 5 gas rebate cards worth up to $300 just for visiting incomeathome55.com today. That's incomeathome55.com. Income AT Home 5.
Homeowners, is your interest rate rising? Are you falling behind on your payments or even possibly facing default or foreclosure? Unfortunately, your mortgage broker may have put you in a bad loan, creating a very difficult position for you and your family. However, the Lucas Law Center can help. Many loans include violations of either the Truth in Lending or Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act. After an extensive yet affordable forensic loan audit, the Lucas Law Center will identify these violations and use them as leverage to build a case against your lender and save your home. Their attorney will negotiate directly with your lender to reduce your principal balance, lower your interest rate, forgive past due amounts, and get you a lower payment that you can afford. Don't trust just anyone to deal with your difficult situation. Call the experts at the Lucas Law Center now for a free confidential consultation at 800-443-8000. That's 800-443-8000. They'll negotiate a payment that you can afford. Call 800-443-8000 or visit lucaslawcenter.com. Licensed by the State Bar of California.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Gina Dell here. Welcome back to the program. All right, let's talk to Pat. This is Dr. Dell. Welcome, Pat.
Hello, Doctor.
Hi.
Yes, on Proposition 2, one of the people against it says if we get eggs from Mexico, it's an increased risk of salmonella. How does salmonella get in the eggs? Why is that a threat?
Yes, well, I'm not quite sure about the Mexican deal, and where you live, we don't have that proposition. I can tell you how salmonella gets in eggs. It used to be with cracked eggs and eggs that weren't cleaned properly. Comes from fecal matter of chickens, but nowadays it actually comes in the oviducts in the ovary when the egg is made coming down out of the mother hen. And so the salmonella is inside in the egg. And the percentage of eggs that have salmonella is, it is such that, is it likely to happen to you in your lifetime? I forgot how many thousands of eggs you'll find it. But it's a simple thing to not worry about simply by cooking your eggs. So if you eat runny eggs, then you're increasing your risk, but it is not the most common source. But that's where it comes from, and I have no idea. I mean, it is a problem, as you know, importing foods from other countries, and you can't check every egg that comes through, and we are, of course, aware of it. The feds are aware of it and doing everything they can to find sources and shut it down. Dave in L.A., how you doing, Dave? Welcome to the program.
How you doing? I'm just reading the November issue of Scientific American in the... Editor writes, in Hope and HIV, strong epidemiological evidence suggests that circumcision, too, reduces the risk of transmitting HIV as much as 60%. Now, the editor of Scientific American doesn't get it. What's Joe Plummer supposed to get?
Oh, listen, it's an interesting and an old topic, and I obviously have a lot of evidence and a lot of stuff to say about it. Let's talk. I don't blame the editor there, because there was a study that looked at this and did seem to find that circumcision lowered the risk of HIV transmission. But it was an epidemiological study, just as he says. Now, you know as well as I do, epidemiological studies looking at population groups has misled us many times before. And indeed, let's just suppose it does. Let's just suppose it does. It is a nonsensical idea. And I've been to Africa, and I can tell you that There is no practical way you could ever use this to fight HIV for a lot of reasons. First of all, in the very same studies that he's quoting, and there, I could challenge the studies, there have been studies to challenge that, but let's leave it as it is just to discuss it from another perspective. First of all, if men who have circumcision in Africa as part of that study, they increase their rate of giving AIDS to their wife in the period of time after the circumcision, and then there seems to be a dip. So you got to control that. Two, the men in Africa that are rushing to have it done, and it's quite interesting who they are from a social economic point of view, are men who believe that they have a circumcision, they don't need to worry about condoms. So this is one of those things where the unexpected consequences are going to backfire horribly. You still need to use condoms. So what are they accomplishing? Three, soap and water is as effective. The day they presented that study at an AIDS meeting was another study which found getting pure water to people in Africa and allowing men to wash was just as effective reducing HIV as their claim that circumcision was. Oh, there's so many holes in the argument, I don't know where to begin. My son, I told you, you can go to the website, 37, the number 37 million and counting, .com. I just came back and did a documentary in Africa on another kind of a disease called onchocerciasis, a terrible disease that's being forgotten. You know, malaria, HIV get all the funding. The point of his documentary, I don't get into the disease, was that Merck, the drug giant, provides free the medication to stop this disease, and they can't even deliver a pill a year. You take this medication once a year, you don't get this disease. They can't even deliver that in Africa because of the infrastructure and the roads, etc. So you can imagine bringing in a surgical team to do circumcisions on men in the village. Circumcision in Africa is different. It's cultural. As you know, Muslims routinely circumcise. Others don't. Some tribes do. Some don't. So looking at the data becomes very, very, very confusing. There was just done a big study in the United States because the pro-circumcisers figured, whoa, we got one now. Now we can finally justify, you know, the United States being the only country in the world other than Israel and Muslim countries that does routine circumcision on the little boys. They did a study in America. They found absolutely no difference. We have the highest rate of circumcision in the Western world and the highest rate of HIV. And circumcision does not seem to protect or have anything to do with it. So I'm against this whole idea. It's a total waste of money. It's not the solution to HIV. And there are a lot of folks who ordinarily would be pro-circumcision, glomming onto this. And I don't blame anybody for, you know, reading an article on it and thinking it's real. It's very, very, very hard. Unless the editor of Scientific American is, skilled in understanding medical research, it's going to be difficult. And it's, of course, a journal that I respect. And I could go on and on about it, but you can see the logic of it, I hope. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Adel. We're going to be right back. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. Stay tuned.
When was the last time someone offered you a second chance to save thousands of dollars? If you owe the IRS or state at least $15,000, American Tax Relief is offering you a second chance to eliminate up to 85% of your delinquent taxes. Thousands of honest, hardworking Americans have turned to American Tax Relief for the help they need. Look, your tax problem isn't going to go away. In fact, it's only going to get worse unless you get help. Call 888-261-3316. Now you have qualified help in dealing with the IRS. This is the second chance you never had before to save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Get the second chance you deserve and save up to 85% on your delinquent taxes if you qualify. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation to see how much money they can save you. Call 888-261-3316. Call right now for your second chance. 888-261-3316. That's 888-261-3316.
The next 60 seconds involve some of the most difficult decisions you will have to make today.
Hey, Jane, it's Sarah. I'm at the gas station. I just spent $75 on gas. I put it on my debit card because my credit cards are all maxed out. Now I don't know if I can go grocery shopping or pick up the prescriptions.
I know. Jim and I are going through the same thing. We tried one of those companies on TV that was supposed to help people get out of debt.
Did it work?
No, it just ended up costing us more money we didn't have. Prices are going up as fast as my credit card interest rates. I don't know what we're going to do.
There is one program that works. Credit Card Rescue. It's the real deal. An attorney-based non-bankruptcy program. Don't take a chance with some unknown internet outfit when you can deal with real professionals with a proven track record. They'll get you out of debt in months instead of years and save you thousands. Call Credit Card Rescue now. 866-553-5060. 866-553-5060. 866-553-5060.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Here's the number to call. 1-866-603-3334. 1-866-603-3334. Toll free, that's 1-866-603-3334.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Bills.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome back. Let's talk to Yvonne. How you doing, Yvonne?
Good, thank you. It's such a pleasure to speak to you. I have the seasonal affective disorder, self-diagnosed, but I go through it every winter. And this year I thought I would see about getting the full spectrum lighting. And
sure.
I went online to check it out, and one website said that it didn't think it made any difference, and I was just wondering if you had any knowledge of that.
Yes, well, you know, seasonal affective disorder is kind of interesting. Initially, I was a total non-believer. I've moved, say, to the mid-ground. I, you know, you wonder if light has such a profound effect what people in Alaska are like. I mean, that's got to be total depression. I mean, you realize in many places in Alaska, there is no sun all day long. Oh, they get a little twilight for an hour or two. As well as, of course, times in the summertime where it's all light and no dark. And wintertime, there's a lot of reasons people get down in the wintertime also. I need you to look at that, okay? It's a time for holidays, and there's a time for sadness in some people's lives. And some people just don't like, you know, the cloudy, inclement weather. Heather and I were just talking about it. It drives her crazy. Well, she's living in San Francisco. So you've self-diagnosed it, and yet the treatment you're proposing is not heavy. If you're about to go out and take drugs, then I might object to you. And the lighting deal, you know you're turning on the light. I saw one study where they changed the spectrum. What are you going to do for a control here? What are you going to do for a placebo if you wanted to see if it would help? And a lot of people feel they've been helped. So, if it's not going to harm you and you can afford it, you may as well give it a try. And as a part of it that I like, it makes sense. You know, when I was in eighth grade, my first little paper was on the pineal gland and melatonin, which regulate where your body regulates light and dark and hormones and stuff like that. So give it a shot. I want you to feel better, so it's okay with me. All right, I'm Dr. Dina Dell. Please join us at our next program, won't you? Until then, as always, be well.
When was the last time someone offered you a second chance to save thousands of dollars? If you owe the IRS or state at least $15,000, American Tax Relief is offering you a second chance to eliminate up to 85% of your delinquent taxes. Thousands of honest, hardworking Americans have turned to American Tax Relief for the help they need. Look, your tax problem isn't going to go away. In fact, it's only going to get worse unless you get help. Call 888-261-3316. Now you have qualified help in dealing with the IRS. This is the second chance you never had before to save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Get the second chance you deserve and save up to 85% on your delinquent taxes if you qualify. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation to see how much money they can save you. Call 888-261-3316. Call right now for your second chance. 888-261-3316. That's 888.
The next 60 seconds involve some of the most difficult decisions you will have to make today.
Hey, Jane, it's Sarah. I'm at the gas station. I just spent $75 on gas. I put it on my debit card because my credit cards are all maxed out. Now I don't know if I can go grocery shopping or pick up the prescriptions.
I know. Jim and I are going through the same thing. We tried one of those companies on TV that was supposed to help people get out of debt.
Did it work?
No, it just ended up costing us more money we didn't have. Prices are going up as fast as my credit card interest rates. I don't know what we're going to do.
There is one program that works, Credit Card Rescue. It's the real deal, an attorney-based non-bankruptcy program. Don't take a chance with some unknown internet outfit when you can deal with real professionals with a proven track record. They'll get you out of debt in months instead of years and save you thousands. Call Credit Card Rescue now, 866-553-5060. 866-553-5060. 866-553-5060.
For the shipping.
I'm Gil Gross. In the 3 o'clock hour, we'll do the presidential race. Coming up, a kid from a high school in Marin gets suspended for an underground